everyone. I'd like to call the meeting to order, and I'd also like the minutes to reflect the presence of a quorum. Next item is approval of the minutes of the members' meeting held on November 29th, 2018. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting held on November 29th, 2018?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item up is the President's Report. I'd like to call on Rich Froelich to make that presentation.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Rich.
And thank you to all the members in attendance today during this moment of transition for the administration. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the recent departure of Maria Torres-Springer after 12 years of faithful service to the city, including the last two as HPD Commissioner and HPC Chairperson. We all thank Maria for her leadership and wish her the best in the next phase of her distinguished career at the Ford Foundation. Among the many successes we achieved together was another record-breaking year for affordable housing production. In 2018, which concluded after our last meeting, in that year alone, the city financed the construction or preservation of 34,000 housing units. This brought the total production count under the Housing New York plan to more than 120,000 affordable homes, half of which have been made possible with HTC financing. While a search is underway for Maria's permanent successor, Eric, I, and the whole HTC team are committed to ensuring the continued and uninterrupted success of HTC during this time of change. HTC has, in fact, always been an agent of change, evolving our business models and leading the industry to champion new programmatic strategies and financing innovations. Several items on today's agenda are reflective of this track record. Executive Vice President Anthony Richardson will present for your consideration new issuances under the corporation's open resolution, which include financing for the first HTC projects to utilize the new tax credit structure known as income averaging. I searched my emails and found the idea back in our legislative proposals in 2006, when we were also advocating bond recycling for multifamily and setting the 4% as of right credit at 4%. We have now gotten two of these three requests enacted, and I will return to the 4% credit in a moment. HTC was a critical leader in this game-changing innovation, both in its design and in the national advocacy efforts that led to the inclusion in the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2018. Generally, the federal low-income housing tax credit has served the limited income population at or just under 60% of the area median income. The new change shifts the 60% AMI mark from a maximum to an average. No tax credit units can exceed the 80% income threshold, which matches HUD's federal definition of low income. But the averaging concept now also enables units to reach much lower AMI levels as well. This enhances the income diversity of tax credit projects and allows them to better serve some of our most vulnerable populations, including extremely low income households and seniors. This was a huge victory that we all take pride in, and these first projects will hold a special place in HTC's history. Anthony will also describe in his presentation that the open resolution includes other activities, such as HTC's latest securitization utilizing tax-exempt recycled bonds, another HTC-led innovation, to replenish HTC reserves to fund more subordinate loans on future projects. And there's another recycling COB, or convertible option bond, which, similar to others the members have approved in the past, secures pre-approval of a vast list of projects which could potentially be financed to preserve any tax-exempt recycled volume cap in excess of current forecasts. Some of the projects financed in this issue will also use our bifurcated bond model to efficiently use volume cap, as well as our future securitization approach that allows HTC to bond fund subordinate loans and allow for forward financing for other projects. These HTC innovations permit us to raise more capital and finance more projects in support of the Mayor's Housing New York plan. Rob Sanner of our development office will request your approval of a loan to fund operating and repair reserves for clustered sites comprising 729 units across the Bronx and Brooklyn. OMB will work with us in HPD to identify a swap project where HTC will be reimbursed by the city, increasing its subsidy, and HTC decreasing ours in an equivalent amount. Ending the cluster department approach to housing the homeless is an important priority of the administration, and we are asking your approval to facilitate this transaction. Rob will also present for the members' revised approval the Baychester-Murphy action that was previously approved by the board last November. Basically, the new approval clarifies the timing of our repurchase of Citibank's interest in the construction loan to occur at the completion of construction. As part of that clarification with Citibank, we also took the opportunity to revisit the deal terms more generally. The amended action is revised to reflect an HDC participation in the construction loan equivalent to 1/3 share of the funding cost, and HDC will receive interest earnings in excess of its typical investments. Today's agenda also includes some administrative but important items, including an audit committee report by Vice Chair Harry Gould and the ratification of HDC's 2018 investment report presented by Senior Vice President Ellen Duffy. And finally, the agenda will conclude with Anthony Richardson returning to present a declaration of intent for a new project that is under review. As I promised, an update on the legislative action. As I mentioned earlier, one of our long-term priorities is setting the 4% credit at 4%. Currently, the amount of credits in a bond finance transaction fluctuates based on interest rates and is set for April at 3.27%. If the credit were set at 4%, there would be a significant increase in the amount of credits created from our new volume cap finance projects. This improvement was part of the Affordable Housing Credit Improvement Act and is broadly seen as an important advance for affordable housing. That bill was introduced in the last Congress and should be reintroduced shortly. Our other major initiatives relate to expanding the amount of volume cap available for housing, eliminating or reducing limitations on volume cap for private activity would mean HDC could play an even larger role in addressing the affordable housing shortage in New York City. We are working to develop a coalition to advocate for these ideas. While your team at HDC is skilled at change, the one thing that never changes is our passion to work on the next project, the next strategy, the next idea that will help make New York a more affordable and equitable city. Eric, that concludes my remarks. If there are any questions, otherwise, please continue with the agenda.
No, thank you very much, Rich, and I just acknowledge the tremendous policy work that has gone into some of the wins that exist already, but also that being on the cusp of that fixing the fours is really important, and the idea that we could expand the volume cap is tremendous. Growing the pie, growing the resources is always critical. So thanks to the entire team and at HPD as well. So thank you very much. Next, pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act, and for the purposes of discussing the next items on our agenda, we will now commence the meeting of HDC's Finance Committee. The next item is report of the Audit Committee, and I'd like to call on Harry Gould to make that presentation.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
The Audit Committee met on January 29th, 2019, at which time the members approved the corporation's fiscal year 2018 annual financial statements. The auditors, Ernst & Young, issued a clean opinion, and there were no management letter comments once again this year. Also at the January 29th meeting, the 2018 annual investment report was approved, which will be presented for ratification at this meeting. And finally, the 2018 annual audit committee report was approved as well. The members also met prior to this meeting, at which time the 2019 first quarter financials and other investment, debt, credit, and internal audit reports were reviewed. The first quarter financials will please everyone in this room. In addition, the internal audit charter was presented and approved by the members. That concludes our report.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The next item is approval of corporate reserves to fund HPD cluster sites loans, and I'd like to call on Robert Sanna to make that presentation.
Thank you. I am pleased to recommend that the members approve the use of unrestricted reserves in an amount not to exceed $6.6 million for the purpose of participating with the New York City Department of Housing Preservation and Development, or HPD, in the acquisition of a portfolio of cluster site housing financed primarily by the city. As part of its effort to phase out the use of cluster site housing, the city is planning to acquire a 729-unit, 21-building scatter site portfolio located across the Bronx and Brooklyn in order to rehabilitate the buildings and transition the units to permanent supportive housing. HPD will facilitate the acquisition of the cluster sites by two not-for-profit organizations, the Joint Ownership Entity, or JOE, and Neighborhood Restore. Each of JOE and Neighborhood Restore will take ownership of a certain number of properties, and with the help and direction of HPD, will in turn transfer individual or small groups of properties to other local not-for-profit organizations as part of a future rehabilitation financing. HPD has requested the corporation to make a loan to JOE and Neighborhood Restore to fund reserves that are ineligible for a city capital expenditure, expected to total $5.5 million. the corporation will hold the reserve accounts and service them at the direction of HPD. To compensate the corporation for servicing, the corporation shall retain any investment earnings on the amounts held in the accounts. The cluster loans will be made in the corporation's name and will immediately be assigned to HPD at the acquisition closing. All interest and debt service payable under the cluster loan mortgage notes, if any, will be paid to HPD. In exchange for financing the cluster loans, HPD will grant a project loan funded from city capital to the corporation in an amount equal to the cluster loans for a planned new construction project. This project is no longer anticipated to be the Spring Creek 4B2 project, but is anticipated to be financed by the end of the 2019 city fiscal year and will be separately presented to the members for approval at a future members meeting. The HPD-funded project loan will be made in lieu of the corporation using its own unrestricted reserves for such a loan pursuant to the existing programs and term sheets. All repayment risk associated with the cluster loans will be HPD's risk. If there are no questions, the members are requested to authorize the use of up to $6.6 million of unrestricted reserves to fund the making of the cluster loans.
Any questions? Do we have a motion to approve the use of corporate reserves to fund HPD cluster sites loans?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Next item is approval of an authorizing resolution relating to the multifamily housing revenue bonds 2019 Series B and C, approval of a mortgage loan, and approval of liquidity facilities. And I'd like to call on Anthony Richardson to make that report.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Please note that you've been presented with some black line documents for your review. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds 2019 Series B and 2019 Series C bonds in an amount not expected to exceed $427,635,000. Together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves and available funds in the open resolution, the bonds are expected to be used to finance the construction, acquisition, rehabilitation, and/or permanent financing of certain projects and other activities as described in your memorandum. Interest on the 2019 Series B and 2019 Series C bonds is expected to be exempt from federal, state, and local income tax, and such bonds will qualify as tax-exempt private activity bonds with a combination of an allocation of new private activity bond volume cap, an allocation of recycle volume cap in accordance with the Housing and Economic Recovery Act of 2008, and the refunding of certain outstanding bonds or obligations of the corporation. I'm also pleased to recommend the members authorize the use of the corporation's unrestricted reserves or available funds of the open resolution in a combined amount not to exceed $14,100,000 to restructure and refinance the debt for one development currently financed with bonds in the open resolution. Further, I'm pleased to recommend that the members authorize the corporation to enter into one or more standby bond purchase agreements or other facilities to provide liquidity for variable rate obligations issued from time to time in the open resolution. Approval of these resolutions will authorize the 285th and 286th supplemental resolutions under the corporation's open resolution. Preservation loan. The corporation expects to use available funds of the open resolution in an amount not to exceed $14,100,000 to refinance and restructure a senior and subordinate mortgage loan for the rehabilitation and preservation of one development, 3815 Putnam Avenue. This endeavor will preserve 90 units of affordable housing in the Kingsbridge section of the Bronx. For more information on the development, please see Attachment 1. 2019 Series B. It is anticipated that a portion of the proceeds of the 2019 Series B bonds in an amount not expected to exceed $269,925,000, together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves and available funds of the open resolution, will be used to finance mortgage loans for up to five developments. In aggregate, the developments will create or preserve over 1,000 units of rental housing existing or to be located in the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Manhattan. The corporation intends to fund the short-term portion of each senior mortgage loan primarily with its unrestricted reserves or with proceeds from long-term tax-exempt bonds. When borrower prepayments from tax credit equity are received upon project completion, such prepayments will be available for relending by the corporation to other affordable housing developments. Any future lending that has not been previously approved will be presented to the members for approval. The Series B1 bonds are expected to be issued as tax-exempt bonds in an initial fixed rate term, which is expected to be 40 years. The 2019 Series B2 bonds are expected to be issued as tax-exempt bonds in an initial term rate term, with convertible options as described in your memorandum. Per Rich's comments, the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2018, also known as the Omnibus Spending Bill, made income averaging possible. It is expected that one or more of the projects being financed with the bonds will incorporate income averaging. For more information on the individual developments, please see attachments 2-6. It is anticipated that a portion of the proceeds of the 2019 Series B bonds will also be used to finance or to reimburse the corporation for amounts previously advanced from its unrestricted reserves to finance a portion of 10 subordinate loans for 10 developments as described in Attachment 8. The members have previously approved the making of the subordinate loans for all of the developments in Attachment 8. The members are now being asked to approve the use of the 2019 Series B bond proceeds for the financing of or reimbursement for the loans described in Attachment 8 or any of the subordinate loans described in Attachment 9, for which the members have previously approved the making of the loan. The issuance of the 2019 Series B bonds for this purpose will allow for the replenishment of the corporation's reserves, which can then be relent to new developments in furtherance of the corporation's commitment to the Mayor's Housing New York Plan. It is anticipated that the remaining proceeds of the 2019 Series B bonds will be used to fund an additional portion of the restructured permanent senior loan for the mixed income project known as 810 River, with 134 units located in the Bronx. Members originally approved the making of the construction loan on June 10, 2014, and on March 28, 2018, the members approved the refunding of a portion of the original bonds into an additional short-term bond to address significant construction delays. The corporation now expects the borrower to convert to a permanent loan in 2019 and expects to refund a portion of the 2018 Series A bonds in the total principal amount of $2,320,000 into long-term 2019 Series B bonds to finance the additional portion of the restructured permanent senior loan. For more information on the restructured 810 River Avenue permanent loan, please see Attachment 7. 2019 Series C. It is anticipated that the 2019 Series C bonds in an amount not expected to exceed $150 million will be issued as a convertible option bond to preserve tax-exempt recycle volume cap in excess of the amounts currently needed by the corporation. If issued, the proceeds of the 2019 Series C bonds are expected to provide construction and permanent financing for the new construction or acquisition and rehabilitation of certain developments, all of which are listed on Attachment 9, and which will meet the low-income set-aside required to issue private activity tax-exempt bonds. The mortgage loans for these developments are expected to close in 2019 or early 2020, at which point the 2019 Series C bonds will be refunded or remarketed to match the terms of the applicable mortgage loans. Most of the developments listed will not be funded from the 2019 Series C bond proceeds, but all will be eligible for such financing. The Series C bonds are expected to be issued as recycled tax-exempt bonds initially in a term rate term. Liquidity facilities. From time to time, the members authorize the issuance of open resolution bonds pursuant to a multimodal supplemental resolution, which provides that the bonds may be issued or remarketed as variable rate demand obligations. Variable rate demand bonds may be tendered by the holder for purchase at par plus accrued interest at regular intervals. To protect against the risk of a failed remarketing, members are now asked to authorize a corporation to enter into one or more liquidity facilities from time to time from a bank that, one, is on the then current list of bond underwriters previously approved by the board or is an affiliate of an approved bond underwriter, and two, has a long-term and short-term rating of at least A1 from Standard & Poor's and a long-term and short-term rating of at least A2 and P1 from Moody's Investor Services. On November 29, 2018, the members authorized the 2019 Series A bonds to be issued as multimodal bonds in multiple subseries. At the time of the authorization, the corporation expected to issue the 2019 Series A4 bonds as fixed-rate term bonds. Due to market conditions, the corporation now expects to issue the 2019 Series A4 bonds as variable rate demand obligations. If approved, the corporation expects to enter into a standby bond purchase agreement with the Royal Bank of Canada or an affiliate thereof, which will be obligated to temporarily purchase the bonds if the remarketing agent were unable to remarket the bonds. More detail on the developments, as well as the bond underwriters, risk, fees, and credit ratings associated with the 2019 bonds, are outlined in your memorandum. Unless there are any questions, Louise will provide the authorizing resolutions.
Just two questions. Can you explain standby bonds? How does that process work?
So when we issue these bonds, they're railroad rate bonds, so the structure is they have a long maturity date out to 2059, but they're remarketed weekly. And then the investor has the right to put those bonds back on a weekly basis. So in the event that the remarketing agent is not able to remarket them to the market, the bank stands by to purchase these bonds. So that's a liquidity facility. Okay, and then they'll remain as bank bonds until they're marketed out. And if it's a long time, they will amortize on an accelerated schedule. Okay.
And then on income averaging, I think I heard you say that up to two deals might utilize. Are you going to move to a policy where you're encouraging more deals to come in using?
We are encouraging. I think that some of the challenge now is that it's so new.
Exactly.
That a lot of the investor community is still understanding, you know, it. So that's why we're phasing in.
Got it.
And also we're working with HPD. They're going to try to put some guidance in the QAP. Therefore, more people will understand how to use it.
Thank you, Anthony. Louise, do you want to?
Sure. The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for the adoption of the special resolutions to the open resolution, the issuance of the bonds, and authorizes other activities listed therein and in the memo before you. The members are also requested to approve the making of subordinate loans for one mix and match development and three ELA developments from proceeds of the 2019 Series B bonds and or the corporation's unrestricted reserves in amount not to exceed $60,650,000. The use of such amount of the corporation's unrestricted reserves to fund a portion of the senior loans for these four developments and the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage-related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish the senior and subordinate financing. The members are also requested to approve the making of the preservation loan from available funds of the open resolution in an amount not to exceed $14,100,000 and the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage-related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish the financing. Finally, the members are also requested to authorize the corporation to enter into one or more liquidity facilities for variable rate open resolution bonds from time to time with a bank that is one on the then current list of bond underwriters previously approved by the board or is an affiliate of an approved bond underwriter and two has a long-term and short-term rating of at least A1 from Standard & Poor's Rating Services and a long-term and short-term rating of at least A2 P1 from Moody's Investors Services Inc. and the repayment of related fees.
Thank you very much. Do I have a motion to approve the authorizing resolution and actions by the members just described relating to the multifamily housing revenue bonds 2019 Series B and C, approval of a mortgage loan, and approval of liquidity facilities?
So moved.
Second?
Sorry. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item is approval of a participation in the Baychester Murphy construction loan, and I'd like to call again on Robert Sanna to make that presentation.
Thank you. I am pleased to recommend that the members authorize the corporation to enter into a loan agreement with Citibank and utilize unrestricted reserves in an amount not expected to exceed $49,995,000 to fund a portion of a taxable construction loan originally approved by the members at the November 28, 2018 members meeting. As approved, the corporation originated the Baychester Murphy construction loan. It subsequently sold a 100% participation interest to Citibank. The corporation is now seeking to purchase a one-third sub-participation interest in the construction loan. It is anticipated that the corporation will fund the construction loan simultaneously with Citibank and hold a pari passu interest in the loan. The construction loan bears interest at a variable rate, adjusted monthly and indexed from the one-month LIBOR plus a 200 basis point spread. Corporation staff expects that the sub-participation will yield a higher risk-adjusted rate of return than other existing investment opportunities and will ultimately generate more resources for affordable housing production. Additionally, the corporation's engineers will play a role in reviewing the rehabilitation progress, which provides the opportunity to tap into and broaden the asset management department's already robust experience while strengthening the department for future engagement with NYCHA preservation transactions. The members are also asked to approve changes to the attached November 20th, 2018 memo, which clarify that the corporation may repurchase Citibank's participation in the construction loan with the corporation's unrestricted reserves after completion of the rehabilitation instead of at the making of the permanent loan. The primary risk associated with the construction loan subparticipation is the borrower's potential inability to complete the rehabilitation or pay interest on the loan. Corporation staff believes this risk is mitigated through conservative underwriting and financial structuring, a strong development team with relevant experience with similar corporation finance projects, and ongoing monitoring of the development during the rehabilitation period. The risks and mitigating factors are described in further detail in the memo before you. If there are no questions, the members are requested to authorize the corporation to enter into the subparticipation agreement, authorize the use of the corporation's unrestricted reserves in an amount not to exceed $49,995,000 to fund the subparticipation in the construction loan, and the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of related documents and other necessary documents to accomplish the participation. In addition, members are requested to authorize the attached changes to the November 20th, 2018 memo, which clarify that the corporation may repurchase Citibank's participation in the construction loan with the corporation's unrestricted reserves after completion of the rehabilitation instead of at the making of the permanent loan.
Questions? Do I have a motion to approve the participation in the Baychester Murphy construction loan and actions by the members just described?
Moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item is ratification of New York City Housing Development Corporation's 2018 annual investment report, and I would like to call on Ellen Duffy for that presentation.
Okay, thank you. New York State Public Authorities Law requires HDC to provide an annual investment report. These requirements are met by the 2018 annual investment report presented, which includes data on the investments made, investment earnings and fees paid, copy of the corporation's audited financial statement, investment guidelines as approved by the members on September 26, 2018, and report of independent auditors on compliance with investment guidelines. The 2018 annual investment report was presented and approved by the audit committee on January 29, 2019. This time, the members are asked to ratify the audit committee's approval of the report. Upon ratification by the members, the report was submitted to the mayor and to both the city and state comptrollers as required by the public authorities law. Any questions?
So I have a motion to ratify the audit committee's approval of New York City Housing Development Corporation's 2018 annual investment report.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you very much. Next item is approval of Declaration of Intent Resolution, Marcus Garvey Village, 212 West 124th Street, New York, New York. I'd like to call on Anthony Richardson once again to make that presentation.
Thank you. As you know, the Declaration of Intent Resolutions are solely for tax code purposes, allowing any expenditures incurred by a project developer within 60 days prior to the date the resolution is passed to be eligible for tax-exempt bond financing. Before HDC were to actually finance a project, the specifics of the transaction would be presented to the members for review and approval. Marcus Garvey Village, also known as Ennis Francis III. The proposed Marcus Garvey Village development will consist of the new construction of one building containing 169 residential rental units, as well as community facility and commercial space to be located in Central Harlem using approximately $46 million in tax-exempt bonds. The project is to be developed by a single-purpose entity to be formed and controlled by Carthage Advisors and Rester Management. The members are asked to approve the resolution at this time.
Do I have a motion to approve Declaration of Intent Resolution for Marcus Garvey Village?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. At this time, I'd like to close the meeting of the Finance Committee and call for a motion of the HDC Board to ratify those items just approved by the Finance Committee. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Any other business? If there's no other business, I would like to call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.